Welcome back to the Mobile Home Investing Lessons podcast with your host, John Fedro. Tune in weekly. Plus, listen to past episodes designed to make you money, save you time, and give you confidence as an active mobile home investor. Now, here's your host, John Fedro.
Thank you, everyone, tuning in. This is the Mobile Home Investing Lessons podcast. I'm your host, John Fedro, with mobilehomeinvesting.net. And my guest today, back in the co-hosting chair, Stuart Pate out of Florida. Thank you so much for being here again, Stuart.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Heck yeah. I always enjoy you here. Have a lot of laughs when you're on the microphone. And a lot of good stories. You got started a little bit over a year ago. And your story is sort of unique. You moved from Pennsylvania down to Florida, where you currently are in investing. And you were moving to this brand new area. And that's what today's talk is going to be about. When you're moving from one area, not investing, and then moving to a brand new area, you just got there for whatever reason, and now you're starting a viable business. And I think that that's so awesome, and that's such a cool lesson that we're going to talk about today, because you could essentially be dropped, not in the desert, but you could just be dropped in the middle of somewhere with civilization, and you'd be able to have a viable business. Around all the 48 states, you can be dropped, and as long as you have a mobile home market around you, as long as there are parks, you have seen parks, you've seen a mobile home on a piece of land, then, and you have an automobile where you can drive to more, you have the ability to do this business, or rather, to create a viable business. Because let's face it, there's only so many steps, A through Z, to build this business. I was in a similar situation. You moved down to Florida. I was moving from Florida out of state over to Austin, Texas, where I currently am. And I did a little bit of research beforehand, make sure that I knew that that area was going to be prime for mobile home investing as well. And it was. But what I'm finding from helping folks all around the country is that literally all around the country, as long as you're not in one tiny 500 population town and then nothing else around you for an hour, you know, if that's your situation, then that might not be good. If you're in prison, that's probably a detriment. However, in most folks around the country, if you're in a civilized place with population, not a huge city by any means, and you have a vehicle where you can, again, travel to another area, you have what it takes to, you know, make real estate investing work. And mobile home investing as well. So this talk is going to talk about the sort of the mindset, some of the actions, the game plan when you're moving from, again, point A to point B, and then point B is where you'll be setting up your business. I remember when I was going, I didn't feel nervous. I felt excited because I saw in my mind, perhaps because I've done this, but I saw in my mind what I was going to be doing, who I was going to be talking to, who I was going to be networking with, what I was going to do kind of day one, two, week one, week two, and so on. So any challenges that I perceived or that I thought I had, I sort of reframed it and I turned it, and it was really exciting. One of the first things that I, whenever I help somebody who's getting started, whether, again, they just moved to a new place, or you're just getting started in real estate, and Stuart, you can please agree or disagree with this, but I really want folks to be caught up with the version of themselves that got started mobile home investing a year prior. So right now, if you're just getting started, what would you know if you had already been doing this business for a year? Well, you'd have a number of deals under your belt. You would have networked with folks. You know realtors. You know dealers, parks, neighborhoods. You know what buyers are paying, what sellers are paying, who the buyers are, what offers to make, what to do to stay busy and effective and productive every single day. So with my insights and my 10 plus years doing this, I did have sort of that library in my brain of what I was going to do. Stuart, when you were moving from up north down south, what was your mindset that you had? Nervous, anxious, your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think you and I share the same personality type. We're kind of on the adventurous side. We want to discover more. And that's what it was really all about. Coming from up north, you know, down to Florida, it's kind of like new territory, and I'm excited to see what's down there. You know, and I'm starting this. I remember calling you. I was in Pennsylvania, and I saw your advertisement, and I was in the process of moving to Florida. And I said, well, let me see if they have, you know, mobile homes down in Florida. I mean, Florida's littered with mobile homes. Excuse me.
You know, it's littered, but it's actually the number, I think it's the 10th state. I don't have this pulled up. It's certainly not the number one state by any means, as far as population of mobile homes per capita. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Oh. And then Texas is even lower on the list. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'll put that link on this page somewhere for folks listening.
Cool.
They can see that.
Yeah, it was just new territory, and, you know, lo and behold, there's mobile home parks in Jacksonville. And I actually called you when I was still living in Pennsylvania, and I was like, look, I'm moving to Florida, and I want to invest in mobile homes. And, you know, we agreed. I believe I spoke to you on the phone. Or maybe the first time I actually spoke to you on the phone was when I had moved down to Florida. So anyway, it was exciting. It was new opportunity, new ways for me to better myself, better my career, my knowledge of, you know, the real estate game, my portfolio. And going back to us sharing the same personality, you know, I think it's just wanting to see what's on the other side of the mountain. You know, what's going on over there? What's this all about? Mobile home investing. Let me look into this, you know.
So when you moved down here, you had no experience about mobile home investing before. You knew it was sort of outside your comfort zone, but that got you excited about this. When you first came down, you didn't have, there was no apprehension. You hit the ground running. Was that your personality style? Is that because you knew what to do with the training? Is that because you saw the potential already? And how long after you got down here was your first deal, if you remember that?
Yeah, it was, I had a pretty good start, and that's because, to be honest, I had nothing else to do. I mean, I came down here, and, you know, this is where I wanted to start out. I wanted to start in mobile home investing, and I didn't have anything else going, so what else was I going to do, you know? So I spent all day watching your stuff, watching your videos, following the formula, visiting these mobile homes, and the parks. And sorry, what was the second part of that question?
Oh, the second part was about your first deal. How quickly after you got down here and got started was your first deal?
Okay, yeah. So I remember driving around. I was hitting all the mobile home parks, talking to managers. My first deal, I believe, came within a month, 1 month. Mm-hmm. It was a park not close to, or very close to where I was living. And I went in there, and it was kind of like, some people, they go through a phase of like, they're defeated, you know, like the very beginning, you're like, oh man, this really isn't working that well. It's kind of like, you feel defeated a little bit, but then this woman, the park manager, was saying, yeah, there's a seller in here. She's selling it for like $2,500. And I was like, you know, this is it. That's it. This is the deal. I know this is the deal. I went over there. I checked out the home. Everything looked great. The park manager had the title to the home for one reason or another. I don't really remember. But he had the title. These people had to move to Arkansas. And, yeah, I mean, it was about a month.
Beautiful. So, okay, so it was a month. You got that deal done. You, and I don't want to stay on this deal too long. Do you remember, and then how long did it need repairs, and how long did it take you to resell?
Let me think about the repairs. It did not need repairs. It needed a few touch-ups, like the shutters were like crooked on one of the windows, mm-hmm. and the yard needed to be cut. And that's about it. I mean, there was just a few little dings to the home. It was, I think, a 1988.
Oh, and that's definitely going to have some dings to it. Do you remember how long it took you to resell?
Yeah, to resell, it was like, actually, that one took me a little while. That one, because the lot rent was so high in that park. That one took me a little while, but I eventually sold it, and I made a profit. I sold it outright. I didn't get payments on that one.
Nice.
But,
okay.
I definitely made a small profit on that one.
Hey, that's all right. Profits are good. The Let's go back to where I said before that to catch you up to the version of you that's been doing this a year prior. So that's where I want you to be when you sort of get started. And there's a method to that madness, of course. The volume that you're doing, who you're talking to, you know laws, you know people, you know your handymen, wholesalers, buyers, sellers, realtors. To kind of condense that all down, actions speak much louder than words. You said it yourself that you didn't have too much else to do, and that was a really that was a blessing. Excuse me, a blessing for you at the time because you didn't have a lot to do and you were able to do this business full time. I mean, most people do have a full time job and they still work this business and they still make it work. Retired folks, folks that just kind of get done schooling. I know your situation. So whatever the situation may be, when you do have a full time that you can devote to this business, that is just all the more no excuses to sort of get this started. So actions do speak louder than words, and the actions I'm talking about are to everyone in the real estate market that would be kind of considered in your circle of influence. And we already talked about a few of them today: park managers, other investors, realtors, dealers to a certain extent. So when I first moved to Austin, that was for me not starting, but obviously when I got to a new area, had my business already working and still operating and still investing to some extent in Florida, and then moving to Austin, the specific actions of going to local RIA meetings and letting folks know exactly what you do. One of the things that I love to do at almost every group meeting, every real estate investors club, meetup group, whatever, wherever real estate investors are or realtors are, and there's a group, whether it's for coffee, whether it's a huge meeting, stand up during the pitch your property section and be a shameless promoter of mobile homes. I am John. I love mobile homes, anything mobile homes, with mobile homes in parks, on land, clean, junky, new, old. If there's a mobile home out there, please, here's my number, here's my name. Again, here's my number, here's my name. And then sit down. And then do that and be a face that you remember. I wrote a recent article about this topic. I think it's so important because people need to know who you are. Yes, other investors do. Yes, park managers do. I'd say one of the most important ones is sellers. Sellers need to know who you are, and to even extent, owners. Mobile home owners eventually we will become sellers. You and I both know, Stuart, that when a mobile home seller wants to sell their home, and let's say that they've purchased 5 years ago a mobile home for $20,000, over 5 years they've spent $4,000 in upgrades and additions, new this, new that, fixing things, and now when they sell their home 5 years later, they want to get what they paid plus what they invested, so they're going to be asking around about $25,000, give or take. Would you agree or disagree with that, Stuart?
Yeah, you're going to have some people that are put some into their mobile home and asking too much.
Right, you know, and for traditional real estate, that may fly. But with mobile homes, and it's a shame slash, it's definitely not ignorance. It's just the fact that as mobile home investors, we have to be the bearers of realistic news. And in most cases, a mobile home seller paid $20,000, put $5,000 into it 5 years ago. There's no way that they're going to sell that home for $25,000. Now, if they can, and if the market will pay that, if they can find a buyer who will pay $25,000 for that, you know, X home, whatever abstract home we're talking about for this example, they should get that money. No questions about that. However, most sellers will go into selling thinking, okay, well, I want what I paid. And then they put it on the market, they put it with the realtor, they put it for sale by owner, they put it on Craigslist, and they wait and they wait, and time goes by and they can't sell, and then they slowly come down in price. So realize that not only are you talking to, like we had just talked about, when I first moved to Austin, you first moved to Florida, we want to have our circle of influence out there. You want to be the go-to mobile home person in your area. So park managers should know you, like you, and trust you. Investors should know you, like you, and trust you. Dealers should know you, like you, and trust you. Realtors, sellers, of course, people that are selling that have their hands raised, obviously. I'm selling, help me, call me. I want to sell my mobile home. and also owners to a big extent. We don't really talk about that too much, but that's so important that owners, people that aren't even selling their mobile homes now, need to know you. Not only do they have mobile home seller friends and mobile home owner friends, but eventually those mobile home owners will need to sell at one point. And we can assume that a mobile home owner turned seller, eventually, if they don't sell, they're going to turn into a middle and then a high priority seller. So at that point, we, you know, typically take action and be able to purchase their home. If they can sell in the meantime, that's great. But that's just so important to understand that when you go into a new area, it's not just a kind of dipping your big toe into the water experience. It's a jump in. I mean, you never had to pull the deal, the trigger on any of these deals, Stuart, but you did because you knew the deals were solid. You knew they were profitable. You knew the seller wanted to sell, a buyer would buy, and you'd be able to facilitate the transaction. So, you know, it's all you. You came to Florida and you made this happen. Nobody else can take
credit. Come on, John. I gotta give you some credit, John. It wasn't all me. Come on.
This is useless without you doing the work. But excellent. That's I can get passionate about this topic because I've seen it can seem like such an overwhelming wall that you're ahead of. And most of the folks that are listening right now to us, they're not moving. They've been where they're going to be and they're going to stay there. But that's, you know, if you never invested in mobile homes, then you can understand it's the exact same. Well, I have no idea. And if you've never lived in a mobile home or been to a mobile home park, someone listening to this may be thinking, I don't even know what a mobile home is, where I can go find one, where the nearest park is. I've heard of them. I've seen them on TV. But anyway, I think this was such a crucial and important talk, and I really want to thank you for being here again.
Again, thanks for having me.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
The ideas and advice given in today's episode are for entertainment purposes only. If you have future ideas or questions for upcoming episodes, please email us at support@mobilehomeinvesting.net. If you've enjoyed this podcast episode, the biggest compliment you can give is to like and share this podcast with your friends.